This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Australia has joined the list of central banks which have started in on the QE cycle because they've just cut rates to an all-time low, largely in line with expectations, though. The RBA cut the cash rate by 25 basis points to 0.75%, and it's actually the third cut in 5 months.
So Governor Philip Lowe in Australia says that this cut is to support employment and income growth, as well as to provide greater confidence that inflation will be consistent in the medium-term target. I think people are already, not people, but central bankers are already struggling as to ideas on how to revive economies around the world. This is not really succeeding because the rate cuts would only benefit the banks. Whether the banks lend to the general populace is another thing altogether.
Yeah, so we're looking at what's been happening globally, and this economy is growing at the very slowest pace in the decade, in the second quarter, which is facing a housing market downturn, at least in Australia.
So for more on this morning we have on the line with us Geoffrey Halley, Senior Market Analyst at Owanda. Thank you very much for joining us, Geoffrey. Now, the RBA rates are now at yet another all-time low. Looking forward, what do you think we can expect from them next?
I think they will definitely have a further easing bias going forward. Looking at the United States data and the reactions in the markets overnight, if this slowdown continues to entrench itself across the entire globe now, the Australians won't be immune. The domestic economy there is very, very slow. And so if we start seeing another large slowdown globally, I don't think the RBA will have any choice but to cut. And they may have to, at some stage in next year, resort to unconventional monetary policy measures.
And Australian house prices have experienced their biggest monthly rebound in 2.5 years, which is leading a very strong recovery in the Sydney and Melbourne property markets. How will the rate cuts affect the property market?
Yeah, I think it's a game of two halves there. I think it'll continue to make itself felt in large urban centres, particularly Sydney and Melbourne, as we know, where we'll see house prices climbing yet again. And this is the same sort of effect that we saw around the world when, after the global financial crisis, when rates were cut to zero all over the world and property prices exploded. I think that effect will be a lot more muted outside of those two main centres. So I wouldn't expect prices to be going crazy in Perth, Adelaide or Brisbane, for example.
And Australia's situation reflects what's happening in the world in the sense that a QE or interest rate reductions are not finding its way into the broader economy. Do you think that central banks or at least governments are in a position to ramp up the fiscal policy?
Well, certainly governments could do. I think Australia has been a bit of a laggard on that one. Europe seems to have just a general anathema to it. I think the part of the problem has been that for too long, governments have been content around the world to let the central banks do the heavy lifting. But I do believe that we are approaching the limits of what monetary policy, i.e. central bank policy, can achieve alone. And some of that hard yards is going to have to be taken up by at the governmental level. And that would definitely apply to Australia as well. As you said, quantitative easing isn't making its way into the broader economy. All it does is make property more expensive and push up share prices.
And so, Geoffrey, what else are you going to be keeping your eye on in Australia as well as the rest of the Asia Pacific?
Well, definitely for Australia, I'm looking for more evidence of a slowdown into the data, like unemployment data, although that one is very, very very volatile figure. We have China and Hong Kong on holiday this week. India's on holiday today. So I'm not expecting a remarkably a busy day today. I do note that the PMIs from around Asia yesterday generally came out pretty good. I mean, there's a lot of talk about the manufacturing PMI and the PMIs coming out of Europe and the developed world overnight. And they were actually very, very poor. But actually yesterday, regional Asia did very well. So we saw retail sales climb in Japan and South Korea earlier this week as well. And I'm just actually wondering if Asia went into the slowdown first And maybe we are actually starting to see the first signs of Asia recovering from that. Obviously, this is all going to be dependent on the trade talks that occur probably next week in America.
Thank you very much, Jeffrey. And that was Jeffrey Halley of Owanda in Singapore, giving us his thoughts on the Reserve Bank of Australia's move to cut interest rates. And he's of the opinion that Australia's government does still have some room to actually address the problem of fiscal policy.
That's right, some room to provide some stimulus. And I like what he said about how the QE or interest rate cuts only have the effect of pushing up stock prices and property prices, which really is saying a lot because this is not helping to support the economy.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.